push for a break on gas and diesel prices. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden this afternoon is expected to call on Congress to initiate a temporary pause of the federal gas tax.
President Biden has been blaming Putin and oil companies for high prices, and the CEO of Chevron is responding to the president with this. Your administration has largely sought to criticize and at times vilify our industry. These actions are not beneficial to meeting the challenges we face and are not what the American people deserve. President Biden appears unfazed. These big oil CEOs are invited to the White House tomorrow, but President Biden says he's not going to see them. He'll leave that up to staff.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. Critics say pausing the 18.4 cent a gallon federal tax on gas and nearly 25 cent a gallon tax on diesel won't help lower record prices much, and some question whether the savings will be passed along to drivers. The Senate has cleared a procedural hurdle on a bipartisan gun bill.
Votes could happen this week on newly agreed-to legislation negotiated by 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats, enhancing background checks for young gun buyers and boosting funding for state mental health programs and school safety. Lawmakers finalized language concerning state-enacted red flag laws and firearm restrictions for cases of domestic abuse. President Biden has indicated his support on what would be the first major firearms law passed by Congress in decades.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell today said the Fed is determined to raise interest rates high enough to slow inflation. He said the pace of future rate hikes will depend on whether and how quickly inflation starts to decline. Powell's comments coming a week after the Fed raised its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point, its biggest hike in nearly three decades. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Yesterday's runoff elections in Alabama and Georgia finalized some midterm races.
Katie Britt says she was told she couldn't beat a sitting congressman seeking a Senate seat, but she did, beating Alabama Representative Mo Brooks in the Tuesday runoff.
Me standing in front of you is proof that the American dream is alive.
Her next opponent, Democrat Will Boyd, in 5 months. Over in Georgia, Trump-endorsed Vernon Jones lost his 10th district runoff to Mike Collins, and Bean Nguyen won the Democratic primary runoff and will face Republican Brad Raffensperger for Secretary of State. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Russian officials say a drone strike has caused a fire at a refinery in southwestern Russia near the border with Ukraine. No one has claimed responsibility for today's attack. It follows a series of other fires in western Russia blamed on Ukraine. A new docuseries takes another look at Chernobyl.
Chernobyl, The Lost Tapes is a documentary premiering on HBO 36 years after the nuclear reactor accident exploded in Soviet Ukraine. Newly uncovered archival footage and recorded interviews with those who were there paint an emotional and gripping portrait of the extent of the disaster.
Nuclear radiation had already reached Scandinavia.
People seemed unaware of the potential dangers.
And the lengths to which the Soviet government went to cover up the incident, including sending soldiers in to liquidate the damage. Chernobyl remains one of the worst man-made accidents in history. In Hollywood, Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An upcoming four-part documentary on the Rolling Stones will put the spotlight on the band members as individuals. My Life as a Rolling Stone will take turns focusing on Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, and the late Charlie Watts. It will premiere in early August on Epix. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.